Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And working from home, we're going to be talking about the amount of people now demanding that they be allowed to work from home at least partially during the week. When they go for job interviews, and I believe it's a big thing. I don't know how they do it.
We have an employer with us for our expert slot today, Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, and he is known, of course, through the website Ask Paul. Is that an issue with you guys when
it's probably the most prevalent question we get when somebody comes in for an interview is how much time can they work from home? I think it's...
First question out of the box,
in fairness, yeah.
Okay, and your answer is?
We have got a work from home policy. But we will require usually the first 6 months to be in the job, in the office, just so you can get the culture of the office, the team. I think it's very hard to train people through Zoom as well, you know, asking quick questions. Yeah. I think you need to be in the office for that if you're in office environment.
I mean, going back and forth remotely all the time, it's just not efficient.
No, it's not efficient, especially for that training piece. That's really important.
So that's coming up on lunchtime live. Yes, Adrian, thank you. Now, Paul, you're very welcome, and we want to talk mortgages and other financial matters with you. The good news, I suppose, was the European Central Bank and a small drop in the mortgage interest rate.
Yes, that 0.25 drop recently, Pat. It's great for consumers. It's great for tracker holders in particular, because tracker holders under a contract, they get it straight away. I don't think you're going to see much move for fixed rate holders or variable rate holders. I think, in fairness to the banks, the Irish banks didn't have to pass on all the rate increases to them because the amount of money we have on deposit, that's where they would have went for the most of that money, which is free because they weren't giving or very small returns back to the consumer that had their savings with the banks. So the banks are in good shape for that type of thing. So I think fixed rates and variable rates, I think they actually might still go up over the next couple of years. I'd be fearful of fixed rates still going up slightly. The banks are doing this kind of marketing and PR trick where they're bringing down certain rates, you know, green rates. You'll see them putting down one rate, maybe 1 4-year, 1 3-year. But they haven't across the board
set
all the fixed rates.
Do you understand the offering, the green mortgage offering? Because you've got to have a certain level of insulation in your house.
Yeah, the BR rating. Yeah, the BR. Although Bank of Ireland moved quite recently, Pat, was a really good move. Regardless of your BR rating, you would get a discount. Where some of the banks are still, you need to have anything above a B3 to get access to the green rating, where Bank of Ireland have rated there. So if you have an A, B, C, D or E, you'll still get a rate reduction, but it'll be a smaller reduction the less eco-friendly your house is.
And is the idea, are they really being truly green, or is the logic...
completely, it's marketing PR. In my opinion, they don't care about how green your house is.
The other thing is that the better insulated your house is, the better insulated you are against energy price increases.
Yeah, they would be, but that shouldn't really be coming into the bank's affordability for your mortgage. I don't think that's it. I genuinely think it's a PR stunt. I think it's great that it's there and people are getting their houses a little bit more energy rated. Our energy efficiency is crept in now to get the cheaper rate. But let's be honest, the banks don't really care about the green rate here. They're used as a marketing ploy to get it across the line. And they get
greenwashing a bank.
Greenwashing, basically. And they get a lot of PR on the back of it. Like, and especially when they're just selecting, you know, a specific, like a 3-year fixed rate or a 4-year fixed rate, they get a lot of PR on the fact that they reduce one rate, but they still have hundreds of rates, you know.
And the thing about BER rating is that it's a very subjective thing for the BER inspector. They check a lot of things, it doesn't actually mean that they know for sure the house
exactly,
is going to be super comfortable.
Exactly, you're right. It depends on the calculations they're using. It depends on, I've seen this thing where people come to two or three different BUR energy and getting different results. Yeah, so it does make a difference in who you use. But also you see, like Bank of Ireland, for argument's sake, would have come out recently saying they've passed on these green rates to everybody, you know, so depending on what your rating is. But unfortunately, Bank of Ireland, if you've come off a fixed rate, they won't give you the same rates as a new mortgage holder would get. So they're penalising you then in that case. So, and this is what we always say, never go into your bank or never just stick to the bank you have your mortgage with when you come off your fixed rate. It's really important to shop around. There's 9 lenders in the marketplace, but everybody thinks there's only 3 with Bank of Ireland, AIB and Permanent DSB. But there's a wide range of options for consumers out there that don't deal directly with the public. They'll only deal through brokers. So, you know, there's a massive range, and especially when it comes to stuff like the demonstrated repayment capability, you know, some banks will have higher rates than others and underwriting be stricter. So it's very important to shop around.
And talk to me about shopping around. Can you, for example, go to a broker and say, will you give me 2 offerings?
Oh, you can.
Or 3 offerings?
Yeah,
I want to see whether, and could you get loan approval from 3 different...
You can, yeah, that happens a lot. And I think a lot of people have to do what's called rewriting their approval as well, because some banks will only give you a 6-month approval, Pat, and people can't find the property in this country in 6 months. Very rarely you get mortgage approval or your approval in principle moved to a loan offer in 6 months in today's marketplace. So you might need to keep going. If you do need to keep going back, you might have to go back and get 2 or 3 approval in principles over an 18-month period, for
argument's sake. And in your experience, the different lenders... they look at exactly the same spec for a couple going in who want to buy. Will you get a different result from each of them?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, all the time. Yeah. So it's not just that. I know the central bank rules are one thing with 3.5 times your salary or 4 times your salary, but the different lenders like AIB be quite strict, for argument's sake, on that demonstrating repayment ability. So that means if you can, let's say the repayment's going to be 2,000 a month on your mortgage, they'll require to have a little bit more kept aside for a stress test.
Okay.
Remember, first time buyers, Bank of Ireland will only want to see 85% of that 2,000 there between rent and savings.
Yeah.
So it makes a big difference between some of the lenders and what their criteria is outside of the central bank's criteria. And that's why it's so, so important whether you're a first time buyer or someone looking to switch to shop around when it comes to the mortgage, because you could be getting a much bigger offer off somebody else depending on that capability.
Now, some of the texts coming in by way of questions. With the retirement age now being 67, why are banks only giving mortgages up to 65 years of age? Because you might be working and
great
have
question.
The resources.
Great question. They're not. They're actually going up to 80. So you have a new lender in the marketplace, MoCo. They're going up to 80%. And ICS are also up to, sorry, are 80 years of age, 90%, up to 80 years of age, and so are ICS. So you can actually get your mortgage up to 80 years of age now, which I think in the right financial plan, and the mortgage needs to be part of a financial plan. You shouldn't just have a mortgage in the background.
Okay. So if someone knows they have going to have a very good pension and that it keeps its real value, so therefore you will have the money, because the cost of your mortgage is going to tumble in real terms.
Yes, exactly.
And your income presumably will go up in real terms.
So if you go to 80 years of age, your tax-free lump sum from your pension might clear your pension and clear your mortgage at 65 or 66 or 68, whatever the age is. But also will keep your repayment lower. Now, you will pay more interest, but it'll keep your repayment lower. So you've got a couple of kids or creche fees coming at you. It's a good product to use in certain circumstances, but you'd want to have a pension, obviously, in the background.
And have insurance to cover your demise.
Yes.
Question for Paul. We are 12 years into a 35-year mortgage with Bank of Ireland on a variable rate at the moment, so it increased a good bit over the last year. Would he advise to stay on variable as the ECB seems to be lowering their rate in the hope that it will come down, or should we now fix, or is it ever a good idea to change mortgage provider? That's from Brian in Wexford.
Brian, I would 100% be considering changing your mortgage provider and going to a fixed rate. I do think, like I said, variable rates and fixed might go up. If you look at, for argument's sake, there's a really good rate there where Avant Money came into the marketplace a few years ago and they're really offering competition to Irish banks. They will give you a fixed rate for the remaining term, that 23 years left that's on your mortgage. You're never going to get a rate increase. It's called the one mortgage product. You can overpay it annually as well, up to 10% of the capital outstanding, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Some of the Irish banks only allow you 10% of the repayment on a monthly basis. So there's a big difference there. But I would say I'm a big believer in fixed rates. You know, the European Central Bank has come down by 0.25. We've seen last week the Fed in the US didn't come down because they're still fearful of inflation. So if inflation does come back this year or next year, that rate will easily go back up and probably stay up for the considerable future if the ECB, if the European Central Bank has got this wrong.
We have another question now. We paid off a large lump of our mortgage last year and went fixed at 4.25% for 5 years. Mm. Now that the ECB has cut rates and may cut again, is there any way we can move off that fixed without a penalty? Should we lobby our TDs, because there are probably loads of people in the same situation as us?
Oh, do you know what? It's very difficult to look for to move after you made a decision last year. I would stick with the decision.
It's a gamble, isn't it?
The banks, some fixed rates, if you're on a fixed rate, say 2.2, 2.5 from 4 years ago, the bank would be delighted to get rid of you and they let you move without a penalty.
Yeah.
But if you just come in at 4.25, I can't see them giving you a penalty-free relief on that. I think, you know, it depends on what you fix. Did they give you the term of fix for, Pat? Sorry, I don't think they did. But it depends on what term. You fix for a 10-year term, you might be okay over the 10 years. Just because the European Central Bank has moved once,
yeah,
and maybe
4.25% for 5 years.
Over 5 years. Yeah, they might actually be okay, in fairness, over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think when you look at when the European Central Bank was zero, so remember this was only a few years ago, the European Central Bank was zero. Our banks were charged on average about 2.8% above that. And now in the European Central Bank, even if it stops at about 3%, the rate with the European Central Bank, our banks will probably end up being 5% plus. So I think 4.25 might work out.
I had a mortgage with PTSB, which was serviced fully. PTSB then sold my mortgage to Pepper. Pepper do not allow me to move to another mortgage provider. Is there anything I can do? That's from
No, Pepper do. So just be very, very careful in what you're saying there.
Okay.
Pepper, it's not up to Pepper whether you can move to another mortgage provider. You can move to whoever you want. It depends on what your financial circumstances are, though. Another mortgage company mightn't give you a mortgage. You obviously have the same income as you had, or close enough to the income. You had to have an income coming in. You had to be able to show debt repayment capability. But yeah, I mean, if you have a mortgage at Pepper, you need to find out what your interest rate is and find out what your balance outstanding is, and then get to a broker, find out can you get a mortgage somewhere else and just move it. It's actually very easy to move from Pepper. What Pepper won't do is they don't have to offer you the rates like the other Irish banks do, because they're not a main bank lender. So you don't have to pass on the rate reductions.
Who's the best lender at present for self-employed applicants?
To be honest with you, it depends. It's not just about being self-employed. They'll all take self-employment applications. It will depend on the overall repayment capability, what your savings were, what type of loan to value you're going for, etc. So it's very hard to say.
And you have to show your track record,
year. So it's all different. Everyone will give you a mortgage as a self-employed client, but it's about getting the best mortgage for you.
When should tracker reduction start? Mine came today and I see no reduction yet in my repayment.
It should have been passed on straight away. The bank should have, maybe you have an old letter, maybe, I'm not sure, but I'd ring the bank. They should be passing the rates on fairly quickly. So the 0.25 should come down imminently.
Is it possible for my spouse to take out her own mortgage on a separate, I think it's a separate property, as their name is not on the family home, on the legal deeds or the mortgage?
I think this relates to, will they get the first time buyer grant on the next house? Yeah, they most likely will. If they don't have a mortgage and are not on the deeds, they will most likely qualify for the first time buyer. Yeah, yeah, they're getting a kind of pass there for the first time buyer.
We're empty nesters, 19 years into a 30-year mortgage on a large detached A3 BER home in Galway on a large seaside site. Keen to downsize and potentially live comfortably mortgage-free before we retire. We're unable to bid on suitable properties, however, not having sold our own home first. Is there such a thing as an old-fashioned bridging loan available?
There is, actually. There are a couple of people out there that do the bridging loans. It's quite difficult to get them on the family home. If I was this person, what I might do is put my property on the market, because in fairness, going to bid on house or even look at a house without your own house being sold is a bit crazy, because you don't know how much money you have in the bank and you can't put a deposit down. Your option, even if somebody would accept an offer off you, the solicitor will never let you put the 10% deposit down knowing your house isn't sold, because you're signing a contract to buy.
Yeah. And so
it'd be risky business.
Any housing transaction tends to be tediously slow.
100%. So I would be putting my property on the market and trying to see if I can get a couple of offers in. And usually what you do in that situation is try and get the agent that you're using to sell your property
to find you
a property, because they'll understand the loop that's in the transaction. But I say this to people, even first time buyers, never go look at properties or start bidding on houses without your either your loan offer in place or your approval in principle in place, because you're only teasing yourself and annoying yourself and the sellers, in fairness.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for all that advice. Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, and the name in the Ask Paul website. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we've time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcast, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.